Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining. As a reminder, if you'd like to learn more about the five levels of leadership, or perhaps even bring a private five levels training to your organization, please visit us at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. Well, today's topic is titled Leadership Decision Time, Be Vulnerable or Armor Up. There's Perry Holly for you. I love the title. Being vulnerable is such a hot topic and in leadership these days. So just tell me more about the title and what you're thinking about for today.
So I was doing my daily reading, and this topic keeps coming up about vulnerability. So I ask an audience, I've actually asked a lot of audiences, when I say vulnerable, it means, and they always say, 100% weakness.
Yeah.
And it always kind of makes me flinch, but I go, yeah, I get that. So what does it actually mean? Vulnerability actually does not mean being weak. And you can read a lot of, I'll quote Brene Brown a lot. Her research is fantastic on the areas of vulnerability, but it actually means about being courageous. And I love that side of it to say, what does it mean? She'll say, you know, professional aloofness or replacing this professional aloofness or an air of having it all together with the ability to really experience what's going on real time, model your emotional self-awareness, and be present in that and just be you, to be authentic.
Yeah.
So my question I bring to you is, you know, why do you think this being a vulnerable leader is better for outcomes for leaders? I mean, I think it really is proven out in the research that the more vulnerable you are, that's a tough word,
it
makes you a better leader.
Well, this is really about level two in the five levels of leadership model as we kind of base a lot of this content off of. And, you know, if a leader exhibits the willingness to kind of open up, be vulnerable, let people know that they're human, man, it will no doubt attract people, draw people to you, to your leadership. You know, it's okay for us to admit that we don't know the answer to a question, to ask for help, maybe even just offer, you know, stories and tell about some times where we've just completely messed up and made some mistakes. One of the things I love about John and his communication style is just, man, it doesn't matter if he's sitting here with you one-on-one and or if he's speaking to 50,000 people. You know, he's self-deprecating, and he just is like, hey, let me just tell you, this is, you know, and he jokes around. He's written two books on failure, and his wife tells him he has a lot more to come, right? But he just, you know, as a former athlete, you'd hear coaches say, hey, they put their game pants on one leg at a time, just like you. And so I think as a leader, when you're able to get your team to feel like that, I think it draws them to you. I think it connects them to you. And then maybe even the most important, it gives them hope. It gives them hope. They go, man, if he can do that or she can do that, I know there's hope for me to become that type of leader as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I read one article where the author said that a leader who doesn't show that they're vulnerable isn't a leader, they're a poser. I thought, well, that's a little rough. But once you think about it, and if you decide not to reveal who you are as a human, you decide that you're going to put on this mask and try to make people think you're something else, that you're perfect or you have the answers or you're above the fray here, that you kind of are being a poser. And that I guess what I'm thinking about is what does a leader do to include more vulnerability in their leadership would be the question.
Here's what I love. I love the fact that you use the word poser. My kids will be proud. Wait. My kids aren't going to listen to this podcast. However, I'll tell them that you use that word. And that is so true, right? Like if we're not being vulnerable, we're definitely not being real with our team. And so this comes back in the five levels. John talks about three questions often. And we've talked about this before on a couple of podcasts. And that's what came to mind in regards to this content piece. And so I'm going to kind of just go through these three, and then we'll unpack a little bit about what this is like in regards to the vulnerability side. And so those that are familiar with them, you have heard these before. If you haven't, these are three simple, great questions that people are going to ask. Number one, can you help me? As your leader, they're going to ask, can you help me? Number two, do you care about me? Number three, can I trust you? And I think each of these opens the door for you to have conversations and become more vulnerable with your team and your leadership style.
And when I first saw these three, I thought, that's too simple. What does that mean? The more I go in my leadership journey, these are profound, and they're simple, but they're profound. So let's start with number one. It says, can you help me? For you to answer this question with a yes for your people and to have it makes it more about them than it does about you. And I think it puts kind of bakes in a little humility to your walk with them. And it says that you are making yourself available and that you are really focused on them and how to make them better at what they do to help them in their job.
Yeah. I think another twist on this one that even adds more vulnerability is when you actually then ask for help.
Yeah, you yourself.
That's right. Yeah. When you ask for help. So many leaders don't even want to admit that they don't have all the answers. And the simple act of admitting you don't have all the answers is actually being vulnerable. And here's what I would encourage you to say. And I've had some great leaders in the past that have done this. They're like, you know what? I don't know that answer, but I'm going to find out for you. Or, hey, I don't know that answer. Would you mind helping me find out about that? And then you kind of even become more vulnerable to them. Like, man, not like they don't even know really where to go find it. Like, they want me to be a part of helping them find it. And it's just that ability to connect to your people through being vulnerable and just knowing, man, I don't know that answer. I need help.
Right, right. The second question, do you care about me? That seems rich with opportunities to express vulnerability.
Yeah.
Care, that's a good one.
Yeah, and we've heard John say this. If you've heard John speak or read any of his stuff, you know, notoriously, he'll say, hey, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care about them. Like, and let's be very clear about that. It's not how much you know in general, but it's how much do you know about them. And so when something happens to your team members that kind of shakes you, man, it's okay to let them know that, right? I know some leaders, they think, well, I don't even want to be emotional with my team. But if something gets you, man, let them know that your heart's still beating. You know, some people will be like, man, he or she is just cold. Like, their heart must not beat. It's not even ticking anymore. And so just, it's okay to acknowledge it. You don't need to be stoic. And one of the things I want to mention here is I would really prefer you be empathetic versus sympathetic in a moment like that, right? Like, from a vulnerability standpoint, everybody can kind of extend a little sympathy to people going through situations, but can you be empathetic with your team in those times? And if you can, it'll show great vulnerability.
You know, I think when your team, occasionally people are hurting, they're going through something in their personal life, or they've had a setback of some sort, maybe in their business life. I had a situation recently where talking with a friend of mine who had a very severe loss in their family, and he was so disappointed with the response he got from his leadership team that people kind of pulled away from him. I said, what do you think that was about? He says, I don't think they know what to do. I thought, come on, leader, this is where you actually said take off your mask and say, I don't know what to say. I do not know what you're feeling like, but I'm going to sit with you, and I'm going to be with you, and I'm not going to avoid you. I'm going to come to you, and I'm just going to tell you I'm sorry sometimes. That's all you can do. But I thought, how hard we make it sometimes by thinking, well, I don't want to get messed up in that.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. What if I say the wrong thing? Hey, you're probably going to say the wrong thing.
You probably
just
are
go be with them.
Just go say. It reminds me of an example, and not everybody can maybe show it in this terms, but there are different levels of being able to show this. And your story reminded me of a story that I had just heard about a leader inside an organization, privately held organization, to where it's a large organization. So again, they can fund an opportunity to do something like that I'm about to tell you. One of their executive team members lost a parent, and elderly parent, but they lost them a little bit unexpectedly. And they had their parents resided out of state, and so he had to take some time off, and he was away. And the day of the funeral, the founder and the owner of the organization chartered a plane and brought numerous people to the funeral, and he didn't know about it until he kind of walked in and saw everybody there, had their company shirts on, and he was just like, you'll have no idea how much that has impacted me. And that's not the heart of why the leader did that was not to get additional buy-in from that team member at all. I promise you, I know him. But I promise you, that team leader will never forget that moment because of the fact that they were just in it with them. Didn't know what to say, to your point, but they were kind of in it with them. So just another little story. Again, it doesn't have to be at that scale. It could be going to somebody at lunch and just sitting there and being part of that to be able to connect with them.
Yeah, showing you care is like taking that mask off, being real. I'm in it with you.
Yeah.
The empathy you mentioned.
That's right.
So the third question that followers are asking about their leaders, can I trust you? And I guess if you don't have trust, the other two questions don't really
matter so much. Maybe we should start with this question.
Yeah, really. Where do you see trust and vulnerability intersecting?
Yeah, I think leaders that act or maybe are too perfect, like they have all the answers, they never make a mistake, they're going to get your distrust. And you know the ones I'm talking about. When you walk into a room, into a meeting, or maybe an organization, and you're just like, man, I know that leader is not that leader, right? Like, I know that there's a chink in that armor somewhere, and they just are unwilling to kind of admit it or accept it. We all have some of that intuition about us in those leaders. And so, you know, John likes to say, your team already knows when you make mistakes and that you are not perfect. They just want you to know it. And so, man, I joke around about that because there are some things I do well, and there are some things that I just have no desire to do, and I'm really bad at doing them. And so sometimes I come in and be like, hey, team, I need some help doing this. You know, I think about Tammy, who serves our entire team so well, and she's just like, thank God you finally just decided that that's not what you need to be doing, because we all realized that a long time ago.
We just want to know if you know.
We just want to know, you know, if you know. And so we need to kind of openly, you know, reveal that and share that with them. And maybe even along the way, this is some things that will even build, I think, greater trust with your team in this moment is, as you're growing and as you're learning, be vulnerable and share what you're learning. You know, take opportunities, whether it's one-on-one or whether it's in a team meeting, to be like, man, listen, let me just tell you where I'm growing right here, and share kind of those learnings with your team. I think that goes a long way in building the trust with your team.
Yeah, so when I talk about this in front of audiences, I tell them they really have two choices every day when they go to work with their teams. You can, one, be real, be you, be vulnerable, or you can armor up. And I'm picturing the graphic from Iron Man where it goes, and he does cover up. And I thought, I have a choice to make. Is it okay to just be honest, just be me? John Laxey, in one of the Five Levels lessons, said a leader that says, I don't know, occasionally will get people, wow, you really don't have all the answers? I can give you a point of view. I do have an answer, but I'm not sure it's the right answer.
That's
what do you
right.
think? And just some simple things like that. And so being vulnerable at work really can mean very simply just to take the armor off, put aside my pretenses, check my ego, take that out of it, and just be a real person. And I think when I think about this, well, I really start to understand. We think about help, care, and trust. I really understand where Brené Brown's going about. It's not about vulnerability is part of it, but being courageous enough to be you. Just be comfortable with who you are.
Yeah.
And don't try to put on these pretenses. We'll make you a better leader because people will be drawn to that. They're just drawn to authenticity. You're a real person to do that. So
that's right.
Well, Chris, wrap it up. Give us some encouragement here.
Well, as I wrap up, I actually wrote down this word, and you just said it, which is, I said, man, the first thing is you got to be who you are. And it's funny that you bring that up as we're kind of coming to a close here. Oftentimes, we'll get asked, because we're in the behavioral, the people business, we'll be like, now tell me the greatest profile or the greatest maybe value set of the leader you've ever been around. Like, that's what I want, right? And I'm like, yeah, no, there is none of that. Like, we've seen great leaders come from different profiles and have different values, and it's being who you are authentically, you know, to being able to get to be a great leader. A couple of things here. So there's three things that I wrote down after that, which was, man, just make sure you're asking questions of your people. To your point, we have a point of view. We may know the answer, okay? But let's ask questions of our people. Let's ask for help from our people. Man, that is key. If you'll just start that one thing, just maybe a couple of times a week, how can you go to a different team member and just ask for help from them? And then finally, vulnerability is at the root of our human connection. At level two, right? Being vulnerable will connect us at level two greater than kind of any other attribute or skill set that we could work on. And connection is at the root of all engagement. And we talk a lot about engagement. And how are we going from getting three people to four people rowing in the boat with your illustration?
Yep.
And then engagement will drive discretionary effort for you and the team. And so when you look at that and you go, man, there's the vulnerability, there's the connection, there's the engagement. And at the end of the day, if you do that, you'll get the discretionary effort, which when led well, it will increase the EBITDA at the on the bottom of the financials, which is what every CEO right. and leader by the end of the conversation says, how does this affect that? Which is where we're going, but there's a process to it.
There's a book in there. We could take and tie in vulnerability to the bottom line. I like it.
There you go. There you go.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you. Just a reminder for our listeners that if you'd like to know more about the five levels, more about this podcast, you can go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can leave a question for us there. We always enjoy hearing from you, and we're always grateful that you join us here. This is the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.